You are indeed. You are indeed tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. And we're going to start things off this week with Carolyn LeBlanc. Carolyn LeBlanc is a pianist and composer from Montreal, who, along with her husband, Paulo J. Ferreira Lopes, runs an obscure record label called Atrito Afeto. I've played a bit of LeBlanc in the past, had a record called Hypnagogic Cartography that came out on this record label. The new one is called Velvet Oddities, and we just heard a song called Exile from that album, and it is Carolyn LeBlanc, and they are all piano improvisations, if you did not pick up on that. All very interesting releases, some experimental noise music released, and then things more along the lines of what we just heard, which are more, I guess, classically trained pieces, you might say. Anyhow, you are listening to CITR 11.9 FM. This program's called The Burrow. And we're going to hear a new song from a band from Baltimore called Horse Lords next. They have a brand new record out called Interventions that's out on Northern Spy Records. The song we're going to hear is called Encounter 2/Intervention 2. Horse Lords, playing them because I was informed of their existence by Justin Fry, who is the creative force behind the group PC Worship, who I've played plenty of in the past on this show. And I have an interview with Justin that I will air a little later on in the program. PC Worship is also a group that is signed to Northern Spy Records, so it all comes together. This next one is Encounter 2 by Horse Lords off their brand new record Interventions. Then we'll hear Basement Hysteria, the title track from PC Worship's terrific 2015 record, here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM. Oh man, oh man, that is one of my favorite songs, favorite single songs, certainly favorite instrumental tracks from the last few years, at least. That is Basement Hysteria, which is the title track to PC Worship's 2015 record they put out with Northern Spy called Basement Hysteria. PC Worship is the project of a man named Justin Fry, and I have an interview that I recorded with Justin a few weeks back. Haven't really had the chance to air it. It isn't too long, 12-13 minutes or so. After a brief break on the other side of these messages, I will go ahead and play that interview. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
All right, so you're tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, and sitting here chatting across North America with Justin Fry. How are you doing, Justin?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Do you want to let everyone know who you are and the musical endeavors that you're a part of?
My name is Justin Fry, and I play music in many different forms, but today, I take it you want to talk about PC Worship.
Primarily, yeah. Yeah, and we can get into some other things you're involved with. So, PC Worship is based out of, is it Brooklyn, or is it more accurate to just say New York?
I live in Queens.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's probably more accurate to just say New York. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different places here that we play and people live that play in the band from time to time.
And you came out with a record last year, 2015, on Northern Spy called Basement Hysteria. Before we get into that, could you chat about the formation of PC Worship? Primarily, it seems as if it's a solo project of yours, but you have a lot of different contributors to that. And do you want to maybe explain how that works?
Sure. I mean, I work on the music, or the music is kind of self-perpetuated, and I record a lot of it, but I mean, it's just kind of a project that encompasses some level of society. I mean, it's, a lot of my friends and stuff will come over to my studio and just jam or play on stuff, and the recording process is less like everyone meet up and hit record and play in the same room, and more just kind of fragmented and can involve any number of people.
So how would you describe that? I guess it's not really, I mean, it's avant-garde in a sense, but there is like a certain sense of melody and rhythm to the way everything comes out, but it seems as if it's a bit of a patchwork process putting everything together.
Yeah, I mean, mean, I don't know. I started the band initially years ago to sort of be kind of like an output for myself that wasn't really restricted by different, like, mediums that I was interested in or things that I was active in. I mean, I play upright bass, and I studied a lot of classical music and play a lot of new music, and I didn't really want to differentiate between that and, like, my nostalgic interest in, like, alternative rock from the 90s. I mean, sure. my parents were both in, like, bar bands when I was growing up, so I kind of had this, like, inherent, like, need to reference that, but at the same time, I didn't want to, like, have to create different projects and things to explore the ideas of jazz or, like, free jazz or improvising or classical music or, like, tape music or noise. I just wanted something that kind of encompassed everything.
Yeah, great. The name PC Worship, that could seem to reference a few different things. Would it be computer? I like to think of it as computers, to be honest, but it could be something like politically correct or something else, even simpler. Do you have an idea behind that, or is it supposed to be vague?
There's a reason why the name came to be that is kind of irrelevant. I mean, the reason I chose it is because it's meant to be, like, I chose it for its ambiguity and for its kind of ability to be interpreted in different ways, depending on how you look at it. But the reason why it was chosen is a totally different PC than any of those PCs.
Okay. So then you came out of the record Social Rust in, was it 2014, 2013, on a label called Dole Tools, which is a label I'm not too familiar with. Do you want to chat about that a bit and maybe some of the projects that they've put out, if you're related with any of them?
Well, Social Rust came out on Northern Spy, as did Basement Hysteria, but Social Rust was released on vinyl through Dole Tools.
Right, okay, all right.
Northern Spy did the CD and, like, the digital and stuff, and Dole Tools is a label run by Andrew Savage, who does the band Parquet Courts, and I've played with them. I played bass in that band here and there when their bass player had other commitments. And he's sort of, they're just friends, and he kind of does this, like, you know, small label for fun and just releases, like, friends bands and stuff. But a lot of the bands that are on the label are, you know, good friends of ours and people that we play with around.
Thank you.
That lovely one was by a group called Pill, P-I-L-L, not to be confused with Pill, P, lowercase I, capital L, which would be Public Image Limited, but Pill, P-I-L-L, group from New York, who makes throwback post-punk music, complete with the wacky saxophones therein. This EP, which is a self-titled EP, that song, Personality Flaw, can be found on, was put out by a record label called Dole Tools, which is run by Andrew Savage of the exploding band Parquet Courts. If you've been tuned in here to the Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM thus far, then you would understand the connection. If not, if you're just tuning in, this week I'm airing an interview that I had with Justin Fry, who is the brain, the heart, I guess, the spirit of PC Worship, based out of Queens, New York. And I've heard about half the interview thus far, and we were chatting a bit about Dole Tools label, which put out the vinyl version of his PC Worship album, Social Rust, which came out in 2013. So, on the other side of these messages, we're going to hear the rest of my interview with Justin here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Basement Hysteria also came out last year, and that was on Northern Spy. Is there an obvious progression between the two records? One thing I see, it seems like everything became a lot more long form, so you take a lot of similar elements from Social Rust, but then make them into longer pieces, it seems like, the Basement Hysteria being only four tracks long. Did you have certain ideas behind that shift?
Well, I wouldn't say it's as much of a shift. I mean, I think the songs that are on Social Rust tend to be longer when we play them live, if we improvise or jam on sections more. The idea behind Basement Hysteria was to kind of, We were preparing for a European tour, and that record only came out on CD because before the European tour, I wanted to get music out at a faster pace that was more relevant to our live situation, and that was kind of a set of music that we were playing as like a three-piece.
Okay.
And it ended up more things were involved in the recording, but the idea behind that record was to be more or less a document of, like, what might happen live during a set of music. I mean, it was also kind of to try to put something out that was, like, relevant to what we were playing at the time, which, when you release music and kind of, like, follow the way of vinyl, a lot of times whatever gets released is months, if not years, behind playing.
Yeah. Well, and who else is involved on the record on Basement Hysteria?
Well, I mean, so with Basement Hysteria, I demoed all those songs in different ways and then taught them to Shannon, who played drums, and Mike, who played bass and saxophone, and we recorded everything live as a three-piece and then just added, I had some friends come in and put, like, guitar solos on parts or bongos on parts. I mean, my studio situation is just kind of a place where, like, people come hang out all the time, and if I'm working on things, a lot of times friends just sort of get involved and lay down tracks.
How much of a balance then is, are each of the songs kind of as a conceived full piece, or how much of it is based on just seeing where it goes and letting it be more organic? Do you have like an end goal for the songs that then it's pieced together as it goes, or does it turn out a completely different way than you may have originally imagined it?
I mean, it can change depending on, it definitely changes a lot during the process. But in terms of like when we actually record it, usually there's a pretty defined, there's at least like a loose structure. I mean, on those songs specifically, and some songs are more thoroughly composed, and but some songs or things that we record are a lot more open-ended. The ones on this record are sort of structured as foundations for kind of improvising and like over sort of like weird riffs or sections. So, I mean, it's kind of, I guess there's a little bit of both, you know.
Mm-hmm. Recently, I just saw you put out a 12-inch with a member of Parquet Courts. Do you want to talk about that a bit?
Well, last year when I played bass with Parquet Courts, Shannon played drums because some of their members couldn't do a European tour. So we started a band. It's kind of complicated, I guess, but we did a tour where for some shows, me and Shannon played bass and drums with Parquet Courts as Parquet Courts, and PC Worship opened the shows as well. And then we played about half the shows on the tour. We just did a band called PC that was just everyone from my band with the members of Parquet Courts that we were on tour with playing together as one band with all new songs and different material, which was recorded in Ramsgate in England and came out as a record on Andrew's label, Dolltool.
And that seemed, again, like a very improvisational piece. Is that the idea behind it?
Yeah, some of it is for sure. Some of the songs are just straight-up rock songs, you know?
Mm, cool. And as far as PC Worship goes, is there anything in the works now, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of just always trudging along. I mean, it's sort of like every venture musically is kind of like a different, trying to take different ideas and like see what, you know, just trying to figure out what to do basically. I mean, right now we have a lot of shows and random tour plans coming up, and I'm kind of simultaneously working on another EP and another LP, just sifting through, like, I don't know, I probably recorded like 40 songs in the past 6 months, and just trying to sort of like figure out what works and which situations and what to reform and, you know, change or keep the same. Or,
and in Queens, is there any like unique venues or recording spaces or whatever that maybe someone from outside wouldn't know about, that there are lots of good creative things going on that you want to mention?
Well, Queens, where I live, Queens and Brooklyn are just neighboring boroughs. It's like different neighborhoods in a big city. So, I mean, in Queens specifically, there's Trans-Picos, there's the Outpost, there's all kinds of weird places that put on live music. My recording studio specifically is in Bushwick in Brooklyn. And, I mean, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff, yeah. There's really like a million venues that range from like super DIY to, you know, pretty lavish kind of academic spaces, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you mentioned you've done a lot of classical studies musically, and so then that all seems to influence your music, but is there any desire to kind of dive into that direction fully and do any kind of projects in that sense of maybe like doing scores or that kind of idea?
Yeah, I mean, I do, PC worship is a small fragment of, like, the musical world that I live in that's kind of meant to appease this sort of, like, warped vision of, like, alternative rock.
Right.
And sort of, like, for me, it's, like, just supposed to be an outlet that can sort of encompass, like, you know, growing up into, like, playing in punk bands and stuff and, like, sort of utilizing all these other techniques and ideas without having to worry about, like, I don't know, how it's portrayed or anything. It's just sort of, like, something that can be more stream of consciousness. And, but in reality, I mean, I spend most of my musical life, like, improvising with a lot of people and playing a lot of music on my upright bass that's more related to new music and kind of free jazz stuff. And, I mean, that stuff happens all the time.
Do you have any particular influences in those fields, like free jazz?
Yeah, I mean, I have tons of, there's just a whole world of music out there. I mean, I'm studied on upright bass playing, like, basically 20th century classical music and sort of progressive jazz stuff, and studied a lot of composition as well. I mean, that's like a whole, just talking about specific things in those genres is kind of a whole other realm, you know?
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. If I were to round out this radio episode with any music and I can get any song requests from you, do you have anything on your mind that you'd like to have accompany this?
You mean something that I didn't make myself?
Yeah.
I mean, the most recent thing I've listened to is The Condor by Steve Lacy.
Okay. Great. No.
I'm going to see Clang, the last piece Stockhausen wrote, is premiering at the Met on Friday.
Great.
There's a lot of stuff out there, man.
Yeah, sure.
And endless music.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Steve Lacy here on the Borough CITR 101.9 FM. Steve Lacy, alto saxophonist, began his career in the mid-1960s. The discography of this guy is endless, but having had my interview with Justin Fry, which if you've been tuned in, you would have heard over the last half hour or so. It was one of the names he mentioned there at the end, as far as music that he's been interested in recently. He asked for The Condor by Steve Lacy. I did not find that, but I dug around our record library here a bit and found a record from 1986 called Hocus Pocus, and that was the title track from Hocus Pocus. They're all exercises, apparently, written by Steve for himself to practice. On the back it says it's deliberately made so as to be hard to play. So, there you go. Hocus Pocus, Steve Lacy. Again, you're listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Jade is on next in about 10 minutes or so with Little Bit of Soul. Thank you to Justin Fry of PC Worship for taking the time to do the interview with me. That was recorded a few weeks back. Finally got the chance to get it on air here. If you have not heard Basement Hysteria by PC Worship, one, that means you haven't listened to this show before, which is totally fine. Two, it's terrific, and I would highly recommend checking it out. It was put out by Northern Spy. To wrap up the show this week, going to shift gears a little bit and play a couple of punk trios from here in Vancouver who have both recently released new records very recently. The first is going to be from Low Levels, who put out a self-titled tape. We're going to hear the song Ultra Marine. And then to close out the show, Softis. Softis has returned with a full-length LP called Absolute Truth. And we'll hear the song Minor Meltdown. off of that new record. They're both very good. Low Levels and Softest, two Vancouver trios to finish our day. Both punk-based, one hardcore-leaning, the other no-wave, post-punk-leaning, goth-leaning, maybe. Alrighty, thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Jade is on next with a little bit of soul.